With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Multiple people have been shot at a Mormon church in Grand Blanc, Michigan. Police say multiple people were shot and that the shooter himself is down. The building's on fire. Local police said in a social media post the shooting took place at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc, about 50 miles north of Detroit. Police stressing there is no ongoing threat to the public. A weather system forecast to become Tropical Storm Imelda, if it gets stronger, is causing disruption in the Bahamas and nearby islands. It's expected to approach the coast of South Carolina as a hurricane early next week. Senior hurricane specialist Brad Reinhart at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
At this point, it looks as if the center may remain offshore, but the forecast at that point is pretty uncertain. So really the key message for people is that in the U.S., there's a significant threat of heavy rainfall early next week from this system, from coastal Georgia through the Carolinas into the southern mid-Atlantic.
And farther to the north, Hurricane Umberto remains a strong Category 4 hurricane in the Atlantic, threatening Bermuda. South Carolina's governor has urged residents to stay alert with all the tropical weather going on. North Carolina has declared a state of emergency. Hudson Institute senior fellow Rebecca Heinrich says she was glad to see President Trump emphasize his America First agenda and philosophy when he spoke this past week at the United Nations, but she says that's only part of what his message should be about.
So I also understand that in this environment we're in, we've got a lot of external threats, China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, and we can't contend with all of them by ourselves. We have to have allies.
That is the Hudson Institute's researcher, Rebecca Heinrich. She was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network and says that she supports the president's strong message at the UN. This is SRN News. More abortion clinics are closing down.
According to the Susan B. Anthony list, more than 40 facilities have shut their doors permanently so far this year. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfeltzer says, quote, life is winning. Imagine how many more clinics will shut down once they stop receiving $500 million in Medicaid money. Many of the closings are taking place in states such as California and Illinois, where Democrats hold sway and abortion is heavily protected and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew has delivered a wide-ranging speech to the Council on Foreign Relations, in which he applauded the United States' constitutional system of checks and balances. He also warned, however, against excluding faith from the public discourse, citing George Washington's statement that religion and morality are indispensable to good government. Bartholomew has been visiting the U.S. this month. He is considered first among equals among Orthodox patriarchs. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the president's birthright citizenship order.
That order declares that children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. The administration provided the appeal to the AP on Saturday. It sets in motion a process at the high court that could lead to a definite ruling from the bench by early summer. The high court may rule on whether or not the citizenship restrictions are constitutional.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Luxury British department store Harrods has warned some customers about a data breach involving their online systems. The company says names and contact details were taken after a third-party provider system was compromised. The company stresses that account passwords and payment details were not affected, and it says the incident was isolated and has now been contained. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.